It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Welcome to Border Crossings. This is Foreign Agent Larry London, and I'm here to keep you company for the next hour. Thank you for tuning into the show. We are glad to have you with us. If you'd like to hear a request, call 202-619-2077. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can also go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and request a song. We've got a song which is requested by Etienne Habumugisha. And Etienne wrote in as a sales representative at the Bralira Limited Company in Kigali, Rwanda, and said, dedicate the first song by Prince to Kalisa, Grace, Evely, Zoxy, Mogiri, Amara, Aditha, Vincent, Saidu, Emmanuel, and Wesley, and also my colleagues here at Bralirwa. So this is for you as well. This is Border Crossings, Prince, Sign of the Times.
Oh, yeah. Chances, girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home there are 17-year-old boys and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun. Church and kill everyone inside. You turn on the telly and every other story is telling you somebody died. My sister killed a baby cause she couldn't afford to feed it, and it was sending people to the moon. In September my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June.
And that's Prince for Hayden in Monrovia. Welcome to Border Crossings, Hayden, and welcome Monrovia to our show. And also that is a request from Etienne Habumugisha for all of his friends and colleagues in Rwanda. Sign of the Times, Prince. I went to Prince's website to get some news. They are tracking the number of days that have passed by since Prince passed away. Was found unresponsive in an elevator in his home due to a drug overdose. Not quite clear whether it was accidental or not, but it was a drug overdose. And it says, the prince has been gone 576 days. 576 long nights. But the music never dies. That's what it says on his website. There's also talk about a brand new book, which was written about Prince. And it's called The Pennsylvania Studio Sessions, Prince. And very interesting. So that book's out now. If you're a Prince fan, you may want to pick that up. I want to say hello to Martha Bedane-Guerraro, who just checked in on our Facebook page. Martha listens in Ethiopia. Hello, Martha. George Luceni Lebby is also tuned in and said, I join you in Sierra Leone. And your voice is heard on 102.4 FM in Sierra Leone. Lijeshet Antone is listening in Addis Ababa to Sheger 102.1. And Ashiber Gebre Michael is with Border Crossings in Ethiopia. Naola Lemu, B. John Adams have all stopped by to say hi. Stephen Samsonic is with us. Peter Kerr said, I'm listening every day here in South Sudan. Naka Emmanuel said hello to us earlier today. Michael Asante, Edward Asukwo. Thank you all for going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and requesting that song. And requesting your songs and requesting your calendars and entering our contest. There's a lot going on. I would like to take a special opportunity to thank Richard Jackson for sending me my first holiday card of the season. He's in Honolulu, Hawaii, you lucky guy. Sitting in the sun, enjoying a pina colada under a palm tree. And he sent a nice card. So, Richard Jackson, thank you very much for your very thoughtful card. From Honolulu, Hawaii. All right, coming up, Monrovia, here's your request. This is Taylor Swift, and we are just a matter of a few weeks away from this special occasion. It's a song called New Year's Day. Here's Taylor Swift on Border Crossings.
There's glitter on the floor after the party. Girls carrying the shoes down in the lobby. Candle wax and Polaroids on the hardwood floor. You and me from the night before, but don't read the last page. But I stay when you're lost and I'm scared and you're turning away. I want your midnights, but I'll be cleaning up bottles with you on New Year's Day. Squeeze my hand three times in the back of the taxi. I can tell that it's gonna be a long road. I'll be there if you're the toast of the town, babe. Or if you strike out and you're crawling home. Don't read the last page, but I stay. When it's hard or it's wrong or we're making mistakes, I want. Midnights, but I'll be cleaning up bottles with you on New Year's Day. Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. And I will hold on to you. A stranger whose laugh I could recognize anywhere. Please don't ever become a stranger whose laugh I could recognize anywhere. There's glitter on the floor after the party. Girls carrying the shoes down in the lobby. Candle wax and Polaroids on the hardwood floor. You and me forevermore. Don't read the last page, but I stay. When it's hard or it's wrong or we're making mistakes, I want your midnights, but I'll be cleaning up bottles with you on New Year's Day. Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. Hold face. I'm a stranger to you. Laugh, hold on to the mirror. Recognize anyone to you. Please, hold on don't to the mirror. Ever become a stranger to you.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I?
Back so many memories. I was in high school when that song was a big hit. The song is called If, and it's sung by Bread. And I remember they also had a hit song called A Goodbye Girl, and that is David Gates, who's the lead singer of that band. And he's from Tulsa, Oklahoma, originally. And David tells the story about his high school band. He was in a group called The Accents growing up. He was about 15 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Chuck Berry performed in Tulsa back in 1957. He needed a backup band. And guess whose band got to back Chuck Berry up in Tulsa? It was David Gates and his group. He said he'll never forget that moment. And he still performs occasionally, not often, but it's hard to hit those notes now at 76, but still does some shows. Thank you, Richard Jackson, the guy who sent me the holiday card in Honolulu. That's your request, If, here on Border Crossings. He said it's a very spiritual song. And I felt joyful when Radio Free Europe used to broadcast that music. So thank you, Richard Jackson, for listening in Honolulu to Border Crossings. Kofi Giawu Sarfo is in Kumasi. Seth Hakizimana is listening in South Burundi. Ayate is tuned in. Hafiz Agogo and Zaklin Cholo Zahar checked in from McCurdy. So thank you, everybody, for listening to Border Crossings. I know it's not easy to listen every single day because, you got things going on. You got work, school. You got family, you got friends, you got a life. But if you can check us out every so often, that's wonderful. And certainly let us know that you're listening. Let us know that you're out there. You can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And that's where we check out all of the folks who are tuned in to Border Crossings. You can also send an email to bordercrossings@voa.gov or call 202-619-2077. Camila Cabello left Fifth Harmony in January, and she has not looked back since. She has no need to. She's had a few solo songs out. And this next song has been sitting at number one for 7 weeks because it can't knock Post Malone, rock star, off the top spot. So she's just sitting there at number two while Post Malone holds on to number one. Speaking of chart positions, Ray's coming in about 20 minutes or so, and he'll tell us about the charts this week. This is a request from Megumi. Megumi is listening in Kuwait on 96.9 FM. This one is Camila Cabello, Havana. Her new album's coming out in 2018.
Havana, oh, nah, nah. Hey. Half of my heart is in Havana, oh, nah, nah. Hey. Hey. He took me back to East Atlanta, nah, nah, nah. Half of my heart is in Havana. Hey. There's something about his manners. Uh-huh. Havana, oh, nah. He didn't walk up with that, how you doing? When he came in the he said there's a lot of girls I can do it, but I can't with them. Do him forever in a minute. Hey. That's a my.
Traffic jam, man. I was quick to pay that girl like Uncle Sam. Here you go, ayy. Break it on me, ayy. Shout the craving on me, get the beating on me. She waited on me, damn. Well, shout the cake on me, got the bacon on me. This is history in the making, homie. On me. Point blank, close range, that beat. If it costs $1 million, that's me. It's me. I was getting moolah, baby.
Havana, ooh, nah, nah.
Hey.
Half of my heart. Of yore,
faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us,
the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Crossings. Happy holidays, Frank Sinatra style. That's a request from Richard Adam, who is listening to Border Crossings today in Accra, and he requested that song. That song is on Frank Sinatra's Ultimate Christmas CD collection, which we are giving away, and we will give away every day in December. We're going to give a set away today. Not only is it Frank Sinatra and the Ultimate Christmas CD, we've also got Lindsey Stirling's brand new Warmer in Winter CD. And now that's what I call a Merry Christmas compilation CD with Elvis Presley and the Jackson 5 and all the big holiday hits, and also the Trolls Holiday Collection. All four of those CDs are given away every day to one lucky listener right here on Border Crossings just for listening. But you have to enter our contest and let us know you'd like to win. Go to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Send in an entry along with your postal mailing address and you're entered. And you can also call in and enter. The phone number is 202-619-2077. And you can email your entry to bordercrossings@voa.gov. And I know that this listener, Raymaka Ford, has entered our contest. He sent in his mailing address in Zambia, so he'd like to win the CDs. And he also made a request for this song, Bob Marley, No Woman, No Cry, right here on Border Crossings.
Bye-bye.
Border Crossings on VOA 1.
I've been popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on no and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata-ta-ta. My whip came back in black. I'm starting saying rest in peace to Bon Scott. Hey, close that door, we blowing smoke. She asked me light a fire like I'm on song. Hey, act a fool on stage, probably leave my show in a cop car. Hey, it was legendary through a TV out the window of the montage. On the table, look up. Said I ain't got a man, and they all brought a friend.
I've been popping, popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on no and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go gratatata.
I've been in the hills, superstars, feeling like a pop star. Drinking Henny bad, jumping in the pool and I ain't got on no bra. Hit her front or back, pulling on the tracks and now she screaming out no more. They like Savage, why you got a 12 car garage and you only got 6 cars? I ain't with the cake and how you kiss that? Your wifey say I'm looking like a whole snap. Green honey's in my safe, I got old racks. LA's always asking where the get. Living like a rock star, smash out on a cop car. Sweeter than a pop tart, you know you are not hard. I done made the hot chart, remember I used to chop hard. Living like a rock star, I'm living like a rock star.
I've been popping, popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. Brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on no and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go gratatata.
Border Crossings number one for 8 straight weeks. The number one song yet again, 8 straight weeks. That's Rockstar, Post Malone, and 21 Savage, and Michael Asante requested that song on Border Crossings. Now, Post Malone's real name is Austin Post, and born in Texas, Dallas, Texas, on the 4th of July. What a great birthday that would be. Fireworks on your birthday every year. One of the things he just did was he had his teeth capped solid gold. So when he smiles, you see nothing but gold, which kind of represents his new album, which has surpassed gold, I'm sure, by now. And by the way, Spotify is saying that his album from 2016, Stony, is number 5 on the year's most streamed album list. And the top 5 streaming albums are Starboy, Damn, More Life, and the number one streamed album this year, Divide, Ed Sheeran's album, 3.1 billion streams this past year alone. And Spotify says, by the way, hip-hop streaming is up 74% from a year ago, which might explain why the Grammys are going to be the hip-hop show this year with all the nominees in the hip-hop category. And by the way, Post Malone's new album is called Beer Bongs and Bentleys. It was originally due out in June. Then he delayed it because he said he's working on it. He wants it to be perfect. And so he said, December 1st, that's my release date. Well, December 1st came and went, no album. So he said, sorry for the delay. Perfection takes a while. That's what he says. So Post Malone and Rockstar sitting at top of the charts for 8 weeks. I'm Larry London. We've got one more request before Ray McDonald steps in the studios with Chart Chat. This is a request from West Bengal, India, and Karuna Kantapal, who sent an email to us and asked us to play this song for Michael Jackson for Nitish Ranjan Devnath, who's in Kolkata listening to Border Crossings. Michael Jackson, Beat It, right here on The Voice of America.
They told him, don't you ever come around him.
Border Crossings, Michael Jackson, Beat It, by request. As we make our way through a Tuesday together, Michael's sister, younger sister, Janet Jackson, is on her State of the World tour. And she's looking good and sounding great.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a flashback to the 80s. The old Janet is back. And Ray McDonald is back. And he's back to the 80s. Actually, no.
I've never left the 80s.
He never
the
left 80s
the 80s. The 80s were a great decade for music.
Yeah. Oh, my
Who doesn't
gosh.
Love the 80s?
Everybody loves the
everybody
80s.
Everybody loves the 80s.
And everybody loves the charts. Mm. And Ray McDonald loves the charts more than most because he is our chart master. He hosts the Billboard Top 20 Countdown every week, and Ray is in for Chart Chat to tell us what's hot and what's not.
I have plucked two rising singles from the latest Billboard Hot 100. One of them just entered the top 20. The other one is has yet to get there, but I have every confidence that it will because it's from an artist who is very good at making countdown hits. We're going to start with a song that we saw performed last month at the American Music Awards. It's Wolves by Selena Gomez and Marshmello. It makes a huge jump this week from 51st to 20th place. And we all know about Selena. And I'll bring you up to date on what she's been doing. But who is Marshmello? You will learn after the song.
In your eyes, there's a heavy blue. One to love and one to lose. Sweet divine, the heavy truth. Why do I want? Don't make me choose. I wanna feel the way that we did that summer night. Drunk on a feeling, alone with the stars in the sky. I've been running through the jungle. I've been running with the wolves to get to you, to get to you. I've been down the darkest alley, saw the dark side of the moon to get to you, to get to you. I look for love and every stranger took too much easy anger. All for you, yeah, all for you. I've been running through the jungle. I've been crying with the wolves to get to you, to get to you.
Selena's getting to us, moving from 51st to 20th place with Wolves, her new single with Marshmello. Now, they performed this song on November 19th at the American Music Awards. It was kind of a strange performance if you saw it. Selena was in the slip dress, and it looked like she was walking away from a car crash, and she had some dancers kind of doing zombie moves around her. It looked kind of like the choreography from Thriller.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone was kind of scratching their heads. Well, what's all that about? Mm-hmm. Selena's blonde now, too. So we're signaling a new image change in Selena's career. Marshmello, let's talk about him. Nobody knows his true identity. He wears a helmet, a marshmallow-shaped helmet. That's why he calls himself Marshmello. He's believed to be a DJ named Chris Comstock, who also goes under the name .com. Marshmello uploaded his first song to SoundCloud 2 years ago. He put out his first album in 2016. He has the secret identity mask helmet thing as an homage to Deadmau5, who's another very well-known DJ, and he wears a mouse helmet that lights up and changes colors in time to the music.
It's like Daft Punk.
Yeah.
Keep their anonymity.
His anonymity.
I read where he did a festival not too long ago, Marshmello did, and he said, okay, I'm going to reveal who I am. He pulled off the helmet thing, and it was DJ Tiesto.
Exactly.
But it wasn't Marshmello.
Yeah, they were just pranking the audience.
Yep.
Well, it's all working for Marshmello because in the 12 months prior to June 2017, Marshmello pulled down $21 million. He made Forbes magazine's list of the highest paid DJs. So it pays to wear a helmet and spin records. I don't know why I didn't think of that when
That's
I was
right.
a DJ spinning records.
Well, we got the spinning records part down.
Yeah.
We need the helmets.
We need the helmets.
Now. We're going to come in with helmets.
We need to solicit the audience for some helmet ideas.
Yes. Marshmello's covered, so what else is there? I'm going to be eggplant, man.
Yeah, there you go. I need to start thinking about what I'm going to be. On December 16th and 17th, Marshmello will be appearing in Hong Kong and Taipei, and then he has some North American dates later on. So, Selena Gomez and Marshmello doing fine. A little farther back in the list, we have Charlie Puth moving from 40th to 34th place with How Long. And Charlie celebrated a couple milestones very recently, and we'll cover them after How Long.
What else can I say, girl? Can't you play my head and not my heart? I was drunk, I was gone. That don't make it right, but promise there were no feelings involved. Just for sure.
Charlie Puth working that falsetto range for all it's worth. How long? Moving from 40th to 34th place on the Billboard Hot 100. I have every confidence that's going to move into the top 20 because that's what Charlie does. He makes top 20 hits. That's the second single from Charlie's second album, Voice Notes, which is dropping on January 19th. The first single, Attention, made it all the way to number 5. So I don't think we need to worry about this one. Charlie Puth turned 26 years old last Saturday, December 2nd, and he has just bought a Beverly Hills mid-century mansion for a cool $9 million.
Whoa.
Okay? When I was 26 years old, I did not have $9 million to pay for a Beverly Hills mansion. I was living in a rented room.
That's right, with 16 other guys.
Yeah. So congratulations, Charlie Puth. He's off to a good start.
Wow. And I know he's walking around with a solid gold Rolex. So things are good, and Nine Track Mind did well for him. So, and he was on tour opening for Shawn Mendes. Is he still on tour? Because Shawn's in Asia now.
No, that was a few months back. Charlie is doing radio shows right now, holiday radio shows. I thought the Charlie Puth-Shawn Mendes package was one of the best matched tours of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have the same demographic, the same audience. They're complimentary artists. They're friends. I thought that was just a perfect pairing.
They're good boys, too.
They're good boys.
They're good boys. And so I hope to have Charlie on Border Crossings because Charlie's going to be in town next week as a part of the annual Holiday Jingle Ball Festival, and I will be there and hope to catch up with him on the red carpet and get an interview about his upcoming new album and all of his success. And we'll talk about his new home because he's from New Jersey. So to move to Beverly Hills from the East Coast to the West Coast, that's a big move. So we shall see.
That's how they go.
Well, thank you, Ray. I appreciate you joining us here on Border Crossings. Well,
my pleasure.
Say hi to Kevin and to Nisreen. She's in Kuwait, a new listener on 96.9 FM. Peter Carecare and Charles Borromeo have all joined us as well. It's time for our CD giveaway right now on Border Crossings. Actually, we've got 4 CDs we're giving away. Not one, not two, not three, but 4. The Holiday Collection, It's a December to Remember, Frank Sinatra's Ultimate Christmas, Lindsey Stirling's Warmer in the Winter. We've got the Now That's What I Call a Merry Christmas compilation CD and the Trolls Holiday Collection. All of those today go to Stephen Samsonic Samson in Zimbabwe. Yay! Congratulations to Stephen Samsonic Samson. He's our winner. And way to go. We thank you for listening. We're saying thanks all month by giving away those 4 CDs every single day to one lucky listener of the day here on Border Crossings. You can join us again tomorrow, and maybe your name will be called. But you have to enter the contest if you want to win. You can enter at facebook.com/VOA Larry London or send an email to bordercrossings@voa.gov. Thanks to Ray and Chart Chat. I also want to say hi to Edwina. She's in Sierra Leone, tuned in, just checked in with us. Thank you, Wagner, our engineer, Vince, our director, and thanks to you for tuning in. I'm Larry London. This is Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.